You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 25, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why global powers are celebrating Africa Day 2026 now. On May 25, 2026, global leaders gathered to mark a significant milestone at the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa and virtually across the world. They came together to celebrate the 63rd anniversary of the Organization of African Unity. The theme for the 2026 commemorations focused on 63 years of unity, integration, and development. This annual event highlights the rich cultural heritage, political milestones, and collective achievements of the continent. However, the celebration occurs against a backdrop of deep strategic vulnerability. International leaders issued statements addressing the triple threat of regional conflict, climate instability, and the need for global financial reform. The global community recognized that the continent stands at a pivotal turning point. Africa is demanding a more equitable position in international affairs. This day serves as a reminder of the long journey toward complete self-determination and global respect. The discussions in 2026 show that the continent is no longer passive in global discussions, but is actively shaping its own future. The journey toward continental unity did not begin overnight. It started with the mid-20th century Pan-African movement, which sought to dismantle colonial rule and foster deep solidarity. Understanding this journey requires looking at the brief history of Africa before colonialism, which set the stage for modern resistance. This history reminds the diaspora that African nations possessed sophisticated systems of governance long before European contact. In April 1958, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah convened the first Congress of Independent African States in Accra, Ghana. This historic gathering established African Freedom Day to symbolize the determination of African people to free themselves from foreign domination. The event became a foundational spark for continental solidarity. It proved that independent nations could collaborate to support those still fighting for freedom. This early framework laid the ground for the formal institutions that would govern the continent in later decades. The legacy of Accra continues to inspire modern activists who fight for total economic liberation and continental dignity. On May 25, 1963, Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia hosted 32 independent African states in Addis Ababa. These nations signed the historic charter that officially established the Organization of African Unity. The primary mission of this new body was the total decolonization of the entire continent. Leaders sought to dismantle foreign control, promote unity, and build a unified political front. The organization dedicated significant resources to support liberation movements and to dismantle the system of apartheid in South Africa. This foundational era proved that African nations could unite under a single political banner to achieve liberation. The institutional structure fostered cooperation among diverse nations. It established a precedent of collective action that still guides continental diplomacy today. While critics pointed out limitations, the organization successfully guarded sovereignty against Cold War pressures. It provided a unified voice that demanded international attention during a period of global transition. As the 21st century approached, the needs of the continent shifted from political liberation to economic integration. In September 1999, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi spearheaded the landmark Sirte Declaration. This declaration called for the creation of a new body to replace the Organization of African Unity. The goal was to accelerate integration and allow Africa to play a larger role in the global economy. The African Union was officially launched in 2002 to foster deeper economic and political integration. This transition changed the continental mandate from a policy of non-interference to one of proactive intervention in internal crises. The new structure aimed to protect human rights, promote democratic principles, and stabilize fragile regions. Today, Agenda 2063 serves as the primary blueprint to achieve an integrated, prosperous, and peaceful continent. This long-term vision emphasizes sustainable development, self-reliance, and the preservation of cultural identity across all member states. Africa Day 2026 resonates deeply with the African American community, especially through the growing movement of global relocation. Many individuals are seeking deeper cultural, social, and economic connections to the continent. These modern movements often build upon the strength of African-American family patterns that have survived centuries of displacement and systemic oppressions. Ghana has led this effort by implementing the Right of Abode Law, which allows people of African descent to remain indefinitely. The proposed Homeland Return Bill aims to formalize residency and citizenship pathways. This integration allows the African-American community to leverage its substantial buying power to build sustainable trade opportunities. Over 1,500 African-Americans have relocated under these programs since 2019. These initiatives turn symbolic connections into concrete economic realities that benefit both sides of the Atlantic. The diaspora is moving from visiting the continent as tourists to investing as active citizens. The 2026 celebrations occurred alongside major economic achievements for the continent. The African Union Commission confirmed that trade under the African Continental Free Trade Area crossed $50 billion.
This milestone represents a 34% year-on-year increase in intra-African trade. This achievement demonstrates the immense potential of regional market integration to lift millions out of poverty. This growth occurs as the African Union completes its second year as a permanent member of the G20. Following the historic presidency of South Africa in 2025, the body has used this global platform to demand financial reform. However, the continent must still navigate the historical echo of rising debt crises that threaten these economic gains. Leaders are working to ensure that global economic policies do not undermine local development projects. They are advocating for a more equitable global financial architecture that supports sustainable growth rather than trapping nations in cycles of high-interest debt. Global superpowers issued various statements on Africa Day 2026, revealing their strategic interests on the continent. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres highlighted the focus of the African Union on water and sanitation. German Foreign Minister Johann Weidepool noted that European security relies on diversifying supply chains and accessing critical raw materials. French President Emmanuel Macron claimed to be a true Pan-Africanist, which sparked major debate among scholars. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov framed relations as a joint struggle against neocolonial pressure. These debates emphasize the struggle to reclaim African agency, which scholars argue must begin by decolonizing higher learning institutions. Decolonization remains a vital step in reclaiming control over local narratives, education systems, and natural resources. True partnership requires international allies to respect continental sovereignty rather than pursuing purely transactional interests. Despite economic progress, security challenges remain a critical concern across several regions.
The Sahel region has emerged as the global epicenter of extremist activity, moving closer to urban centers. Conflicts in Sudan and tensions between Ethiopia and Eritrea continue to cause severe humanitarian suffering. Frontline responders carry a heavy burden while international attention remains divided. The independent think tank Amani Africa provides critical analysis to help navigate these security dynamics. Based in Addis Ababa, the organization briefs the United Nations and other international bodies on security trends. It plays a crucial role in providing policy guidance to the Peace and Security Council. The research focuses on bringing African solutions to regional challenges. This independent scholarship is essential for designing peace-building strategies that address the root causes of instability rather than relying solely on military interventions. African leaders are also using their diplomatic leverage to address systemic inequalities in global governance. The term historical injustice refers to the lack of a permanent, veto-wielding seat for Africa on the United Nations Security Council. The continent represents over 1 billion people and 54 member states, but has no vote on binding security resolutions. This exclusion is viewed as a form of institutional discrimination. Through the Eswatini Consensus, the African Union demands at least 2 permanent seats with veto power. While some global powers now support adding permanent seats for African nations, the issue of veto power remains unresolved. Leaders argue that the current structure is an outdated colonial legacy that reflects the world of 1945 rather than modern realities. They continue to push for reforms that democratize international institutions and give marginalized populations a true voice. Climate change represents another major battleground for African policymakers in 2026.
Sub-Saharan Africa receives less than 3% of global climate finance, while losing up to 5% of its GDP annually.
the Committee of African Heads of State and Government on Climate Change coordinates a unified voice on these issues. The concept of a just energy transition demands that developed nations bear the financial burden of moving to green energy. African leaders argue that natural gas must serve as a bridge fuel to eliminate energy poverty for 600 million people. There must be no trade-off between environmental protection and economic survival. Developed nations must fulfill their financial commitments to ensure a fair transition for all. Without substantial grant-based funding, the green transition will remain out of reach for many developing economies. Copyright, African Elements.